Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The first commandment forbids superstition. When we hear the term superstition, you might think about things mentioned in the great song by Stevie Wonder. Things like not walking under ladders or avoiding the number 13. And those are sins against God's lordship. They are sins against the first commandment, but they actually fall more under the category of magical practices than under superstition. When the Catechism of the Catholic Church uses the term superstition, it's talking about a different sin. Here's what it says. To attribute the efficacy of prayers or sacramental signs to their mere external performance, apart from the interior dispositions they demand, is to fall into superstition. In other words, superstition is the sin that spoils holy and religious practices. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One of the most infamous cases of superstition in the history of the Church was the abuse of indulgences. The correct practice of an indulgence is a good thing. With an indulgence, you try to make up for some of the sins you've committed by doing something good, like a pilgrimage, or prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, or a donation to a good cause, and you invoke God's mercy through the Church. That's just the Christian life, trying to overcome sin, asking for pardon and mercy, and trying to do good to counteract our sins and the harm we've done to others. The problem was that people began to think that as long as they did the external action, the pilgrimage, the charitable donation, they didn't need to change their interior or their behavior. They didn't need to stop sinning. That's superstition, thinking you can get spiritual benefits without actually changing. The church has always taught that the only way indulgences benefit you is if you change inside, if you detach yourself more and more from your sinfulness and grow in virtue. But people try to use it as a shortcut to heaven without actually changing. And not only did that scandalize people so much that it contributed to the Protestant revolt, but it has caused Catholics themselves to largely stop the practice of indulgences, which is the great tragedy of superstition. It spoils things which are in themselves good and holy. So actually, superstition ruins good religion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The same thing happens with other Catholic devotions. Things which are good, which are literally gifts from God himself through his saints, they become tainted when Christians use them as an excuse not to grow in virtue. The scapular, for instance, is a powerful sign of consecration and devotion to Our Lady. But you can't just wear the scapular and assume that Mary will get you into heaven no matter what you do. It's the same with First Friday devotions and miraculous medals and even the rosary. We should pray the rosary every day, but what good is it just to rattle off the words when your mind is totally somewhere else just so that you did the action? You can't just go around confidently quantifying spiritual benefits regardless of continuing to sin, to live in selfishness, and not really intentionally pursue a friendship with Jesus. Even the spiritual benefits of the sacraments, of the Eucharist and confession, depend on our disposition, on our interior. If we go to confession without repentance, it's like when we, you know, with little kids. You hit your little brother, and then your mom and dad say, tell him you're sorry, and you know what we do. We can't go to confession like that. And we can't receive the Eucharist without even trying, even wanting to love the Lord. It's not going to do us any good. That's why the Catechism says that superstition can even affect the worship we offer the true God. For example, when one attributes an importance in some way magical to certain practices otherwise lawful or necessary. When we perform external devotions, even obligatory ones, without desiring to be closer to God and more like Him, it warps those very deeds. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first commandment helps us to make God our priority. That union with Him is the real goal of our life. Now, God has given us special means for drawing closer to Him. He demands that we approach Him in the sacraments. He gives us the rosary and the scapular. He encourages us through His church to make use of indulgences. But all of these are given precisely to enable us to be in relationship, in friendship with Him. If we just focus on religious practices without trying to conform ourselves more and more to His thinking and His way of acting, then we're ruining them because we're missing the point. Imagine a man who asks a woman out on a date and then just focuses on the food and drink at the restaurant without actually saying a word to the girl. Well, he's ruined the whole date because he's missed the whole point. What was supposed to help him get closer to the woman has actually become an insult to the woman. And that's exactly how superstition can turn our religious practices into an insult to God Himself. If we ignore Him and just hope for salvation from the practice itself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If a man is interested in a woman, he should ask her out on a date. He should take her to a nice restaurant. But he should also show interest in her, and he should also try to make himself worthy of her. So too, if we want a real relationship with God, we should make use of the religious practices we've been given. We should frequent the sacraments. We should pray the rosary. We should make use of other devotional practices and sacramental signs. But we should also be paying attention to the one we want a relationship with. We should be striving to really love God. Strive to be in a real relationship. Strive to love God for His sake. And we should be trying to make ourselves worthy of Him, meaning we should try to get better, to really please God, constantly committed to rooting out our sin and growing in virtue. That's what it means to put God first. That's what it means to follow the first commandment consistently and thoroughly, and not to live in superstition. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what we're really talking about in this meditation is avoiding the trap of just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
And how we can really foster friendship. I was thinking a lot about, in fact, you and I were talking about this before we started praying today, about the importance of environment.
Yes.
In friendship.
Mm-hmm. And intentionality, but how environment can play into that. It's part of the intentionality.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I might have the intention of having a good conversation with a friend, but for instance, if it's going out to like a really loud, like a loud bar or something where you think, oh, I'm going to like go grab drinks with someone, but you can't actually talk, have someone over to your house, have some tea. What's your intention? Your environment should reflect that.
Yeah, the environment should reflect the intention. Excellent segue. And you didn't even know it. Because I think that if we want a real friendship with God in prayer, then we need to dedicate a place in our home for friendship with Him. And until we do, we're not serious about the friendship. I have a friend who has a one-bedroom apartment. He dedicated the bedroom to his little chapel.
Wow.
And a place for friendship with God.
That's commitment.
That's commitment.
It reminds me of, again, it always comes up again and again in the Bible, that if you have a little, you give a lot. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Think of how our homes are typically set up, how we have a whole room dedicated to a screen. And all the furniture is dedicated and set up.
Facing it.
And all the wiring, all the equipment, everything is dedicated to watching this screen. How much time and money and intentionality has been put into that?
Yeah.
We need a place in our home dedicated to friendship with God. So that you don't have to, plus it helps because then you don't have to think about it. Imagine if every time you wanted to watch something, you had to go find the screen, put it up, figure out all the wires, pull furniture out, set it up.
Yeah, you're never going to do it.
You're never going to watch anything. You're never going to watch anything.
And in fact, I love that my favorite thing in my living room, when I moved, the biggest thing that mattered was bringing my beautiful icon of Mary.
Yes.
Because I love that whenever I'm sitting in my living room having a conversation with anyone, your eyes are drifting around and there she is.
Yeah.
And it brings her into the conversation.
I was not able to have a consistent prayer life until I dedicated a place where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have, and I've practiced it. I've thought it through. I found what's comfortable, what I like. So I have a place dedicated. I have the chair that I like. I have the writing desk next to it that I like. I have the icons. Everything's just right. So that I don't have to think about it. I can just sit down with my coffee, boom, start praying. So now here's the question. Teresa, you've just moved into a new place to live. And what are you going to do?
This has been a big problem of mine because I've always prayed in my living room, but there's this lazy part of me that doesn't want to go up the stairs every time. Like if I want to do it first thing in the morning, having a spot in my room is different than moving upstairs, because usually if I'm moving upstairs, this sounds lazier by the second. I've got to take everything with me, and I've got to, I don't know, I feel like I'm backpacking. I grab all of the little things I need because I don't have them in one spot, and then I take them all upstairs, then I take them back downstairs and upstairs and downstairs.
You're living like a refugee.
Yeah, because I haven't settled to that degree, which is silly. But I've been thinking about this fact that I want to have a place in the basement that already has everything set up. I don't have that right now.
Yeah, and I think that you're going to struggle to really have meditation time at home until you do that.
Yep.
So environment, if we really want this friendship with Jesus, we gotta be intentional and set up the environment. We got to set up a place dedicated to friendship with him. I want to end with this. I was really blown away by this Italian saint. I don't remember his name, but he's from a little mountain town, northern Italy, on the Italian Alps. This little town called Oyes.
Oh, I'm not the authority on Italian.
His family had basically a one-room house. Cooking area, sleeping area, gathering area. But they had a Even in one room, they had a dedicated place for family prayer. And I'm convinced that that saint came into existence because his family had a dedicated place for prayer.
Yeah.
So if we want to be saints, if we want to be friends of God, we've got to have a place dedicated to friendship with him. So get intentional. Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.